I invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is what Jesus told us to do, to remember Him, to remember this. This looks back and this looks forward. It looks back to the cross. It focuses our attention once again on the gospel, that Jesus, the only Son of God, became human flesh and blood so that as a human He could die as a substitute for humans, to die in my place, to take my sin upon Himself and pay the price in full, so that I could be forgiven and brought into a relationship with Him. It looks back to the cross, but it also looks forward to the day when we will be with Him in glory, seated around His table at the feast that He's prepared for us. This is a little morsel of bread and a little tiny cup of juice. It's a foretaste in anticipation of feasting with our King in the kingdom, around His table with all the saints throughout the ages, enjoying His presence. He said when He took the cup, He says, I won't drink this again until I drink it with you in the kingdom. So we look forward to that day. We look back to the cross, where without that we wouldn't be welcomed in. But we look forward now that our citizenship is in heaven. We look forward with longing to that day when we will be with Him. So this is a looking back, a looking forward, a looking back to what He accomplished on the cross, and a looking forward in anticipation to the coming of our King and our eternity celebrating with Him around His table. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've given your life to Jesus, take this as that tension between the past and the future, where my sins are gone and forgiven, but I am not yet home. I'm an alien. I'm a stranger. I'm a sojourner in this planet because my allegiance is somewhere else. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, let me just invite you right now. Bring your sins to Him. Bring your mess to Him. Bring your brokenness to Him and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Would you forgive my sins? Would you make me new? Would you wash me clean? Would you make me yours? I want to belong to you. He always answers that prayer. Right now, right here, you can pray that in your heart to the Lord. God, forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I know you paid the price in full on the cross. I got no other hope. I have nowhere else to look. I'm trusting you. I'm throwing myself on your mercy. He is abundant in mercy and grace and kindness towards sinners who simply ask for a gift. We'll serve bread and juice if you're a believer. Take that, hold that in your hand, and reflect on what Jesus did for you and the fact that He's coming again for you. Once we've all been served as the body of believers, we'll take that together. Jesus, what a treasure we hold in our hands. Simple things, bread, juice, ordinary things, but pointers to some magnificently greater reality, that you, the Son of God, became flesh and blood so that flesh could be torn and beaten, that blood could flow freely to wash a sinner clean. Thank you for the cross, for giving yourself so that we could live. And thank you for giving us such a glorious destiny that we anticipate being with you, seated around your table, enjoying your presence, seeing your face. being welcomed, enjoying that restored relationship that you made possible through the cross. Thank you, Jesus. For who you are. And we eagerly anticipate our Savior who promised He's coming back for us. Until that day, we remember and we give thanks. His body, broken for you. Take and eat. His blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out to wash us clean, to make us new, drink.